So just going to do a quick audio boo. We're actually in the Commedia Comedy Club in Brighton, and just having an interval. We actually had a meal here as well because it's Jordan's birthday, and we've just seen Lloyd, what's his name?
Lloyd Langford.
He's absolutely fantastic comedian, really good. He's a like new guy. He's done quite a lot of stuff on Radio 4 and News Quiz and various things like that. He's getting bigger. And the compere's just about to come back on. So, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. The food's really good as well, wasn't it?
It is actually. I mean, the portions are slightly too big, if anything.
Too big, yeah. It did give you quite a lot of food, but it's definitely worth the money.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, it's been really good back.
Yeah, so we're just waiting for the next comedian to come on. They've actually got three comedians all together. So it's really good, isn't it? So.
And it's absolutely packed in here as well.
It's absolutely heaving. Okay, I think they're about to start now.
Have you stopped recording yet?
Have a big cheer, please, all the people from Brighton. Yeah! Quite a few of you. Okay, people not from Brighton. Yeah! Quite a few more of you. Okay, the rest of you from home. Right? What the fuck are we doing? See if both of you fit in. A little further afield, though, seeing as so many of you weren't from Brighton, we'll extend that web slightly wider. Can we have a loud and proud cheer, please, to all the people from overseas? Yeah! Right, okay, a few cheers there, a few cheers over there, with arms up as well. Very impressive. A cheer over there first. Hello, where are you from? The deputy shouting from overseas. My visa's expired, shut the fuck up. What's that? I was over here, oh, that gentleman there, hello, where are you from then? From New Zealand, fucking hell. I was going to say anyone further than you, but that technically would be coming home again, wouldn't it? So, well, good to have the Kiwi here. What's your name, sir? Sorry, what? Nat, what? Lovely to have you here then, Nat. And Nat, what do you do, sir? Student at Sussex. Oh, well done there. And the Sussex thing, not Brighton. An A and two Bs, fuck you. Two Cs and a D, I think, for Brighton, isn't it? So we have got Brighton Uni students in, and you are feeling offended by that, making out that you're not as bright as the Sussex Uni students. I do apologise. And if you like it really upset, write a letter of complaint to a comedian. Or try. From New Zealand studying at Sussex Uni, so that's you come over quite early on in life. Either that or you're doing it as a mature student. What are you studying? Accounting and finance, because you can't do that in New Zealand. Is that how it works? Is that kind of, you install an Excel spreadsheet there, they haul you off to the bonfire and burn you as a wizard. You literally have to do an 8,500-mile journey to fucking learn how to add up. Excellent. Seems excessive, to be honest. And you're here with friends or kind of girlfriends? And just having a quick look at the girlfriend, all I can say to that is congratulations, because she's completely out of your fucking league. There's a lady out there thinking, oh, there's a free holiday to the fucking southern hemisphere. Just wait for that. Trust me, it's the flight that's expensive. Really fuck this up. So that's quite cool. Hello, the girlfriend. Are you a student as well? Excellent. And what are you studying? Chemistry. Oh, well, impressive stuff. Oh, well, where are you from? Because you've got a little train in your voice. You're from Kent. Don't try at all then, okay. So that's quite cool. I'm assuming you met over here then. Is that the case then? Wow, blimey. And so how long have you guys been together? A year and a half, which in student years is a decade. So well done, you, that is. That's long term. That's married, practically. Which means that you've had to go back to Canada while you've been in the relationship then. So you've been doing the distance thing sometimes. Is that the case then, Nat? Yeah, that's tough. All that wanking into Skype is not fucking good. Country laptop the relationship. Nobody wants that. Not great, is it? Fine. Anyway, I think everyone, Kiwis, I love Kiwis. I love how laid back you are as well. You are different in mentality to the Aussies. I don't suppose we have any Aussies in, do we? Yeah. There you go. Well, they kept quiet until they realised it's Kiwi. We can't be fucking outnumbered! Kitchen as well. The Aussie over there, hello, what's your name? Sorry? Oh, the lady there, what's your name? Heather, hi there, Heather. Look, do you know what? I love the Aussies as well. I just think the Kiwis are slightly different. I think every British person should have one Kiwi friend. I genuinely believe this now. Wherever you go, right, keep one Kiwi friend in your life. Because you've got nothing to do of an evening. You're bored, you run out of money. You'll never really be upset. So all you have to do is take someone like that, sit them down in front of a table, and on that table you put a pin and a pen. Then you turn to him and you go, Nat, what's that? And he goes, well, mate, that is a pin. And now, what's that? Well, that is a pin. Okay. It's a pin. But it's a pin. Oh, well, there for hours. It's like a recording. It's so much fun. Heather, no doubt fucking had a lovely smug laugh at the Kiwis. Can't really say words correctly, by the voice. This is slightly different to the Aussies, but you have to be down that neck of the woods to kind of catch it. So, lovely to have you, Heather. Do you live here now then? Yeah. Excellent. How long have you lived here for? Nearly 8 years. Wow, fucking almost time to repack your rucksack and go home, I imagine. Almost, I say. It's normally 10 years for an Aussie holiday. We can't get our heads around what the Aussies and the Kiwis do. We're British people, right? If we go on holiday for a week, that's a holiday. 2 weeks, honeymoon. 3 weeks, we're pronounced dead. Whereas your average Aussie goes, I'm off to Britain for a holiday, I'll be back when I've got kids. Yeah, pretty much that, isn't it? What's different to living with Darling? You're a store manager? Okay, cool. And what's the store sell?
Clothes.
Clothes? Fucking, okay. You're clearly not part of the marketing division, are you?
Does
it
have a name?
Sorry? Evans. Oh, the outsized fitness. Sort of people, is it? They're right. Evans is the one that kind of deals with people who are kind of, I would say, awkward sizes. Or to the Blacks, the camping shop, which I thought was a bit fucking unfair, was that? I need a tent! Oh, that's come across unnecessarily cruel, I didn't mean that at all. But the irony is, Aussies are pretty good at fucking taking a joke. I did a tour over there, I love the people, Heather, I love your mentality, I love your attitude, and I'm fucking never going back. Because, what you've done to the English language is frankly inexcusable, Heather. Every time you stumble across a word you're not quite sure about, you abbreviate the fuck out of it. I just don't get it. No other English-speaking nation does it. But every time the Aussies say, that looks a little bit hard. I don't know, mate, cut in half, put an eye on it. Not the same fucking word, Heather. My name, for example, is Stephen. I was born Stephen, I was brought up Stephen. To my friends and my family, I am Stephen. The second I stepped off the plane in Sydney, my name was... Yeah. Of course it fucking was! I've got no idea who he is. I mean, after 3 days there, I overheard two blokes chatting in a bar. Heather going, yeah, mate, calling him a presso at the expo off of my demo, then meet up with John and Robbo. He's stopping off the Bodlo, he's a bit of an alcohol since you've been
for now, guys.
Yes!
And we'll speak to you soon.
Brain.